Knowing God is our subtitle for today's. This is my attempt to wrap up the faith walk. I think we can get it done. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe." Raise your hand if you're a believer. Raise your hand if you're a believer. Those of you online, if you're a believer, it's talking to you. "For those who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Those who go out of their way to seek him. Those, you know, the difference between glancing over an area and diligently seeking is totally different. Have you ever lost your car keys? Do you glance into the room? "Oh, I don't have them. I can't go to work. I can't." No, you start tearing stuff up. You start moving. You start pulling drawers out. You start flipping over the cushions under the couch. That's diligently seeking, and that's our role. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 2 through 4. Where are you guys going?
2 Peter chapter 12, verse 4.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. You good? You good? I got him. I got him back on track. It says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things." Everybody say, "All things that pertain to life and godliness through," what does it say? "Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Isn't that a great reason not to follow the world right there? Yeah. All by itself. If we look at this scripture, that's a great reason for the church not to be trying to follow the world. Corruption is attached to the world. Corruption is attached. Lust is attached to worldly living. These verses are saying that all things that pertain to life and godliness are given to us through the knowledge of God. Now, we saw in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that it's impossible to please God. So is it safe to say that knowledge of God gives us faith? Is that safe? Is that a fair? Is that a fair statement? Because it says all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Faith says it's impossible. Hebrews says it's impossible to please God without faith. So surely faith is included in the all things. Somebody say amen to that. Are we tracking? You guys see that? I'm not off, am I? Raise your hand if you agree with me. If you see it, I got some backup. I got some scripture to back it up. The word agrees with me. Faith must be one of those things included in life and godliness, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, pleasing God could sound arduous. It could sound like it's a straining effort on our part. And that's the wrong way to think about it. Pleasing God is saying yes to the promises of God. Do you understand that God wants you blessed more than you know? God wants it more for you than you want it for yourself. So when we see a scripture that says pleasing God, that is you and I aligning up with the goodness of God. That's you and I receiving all the blessings, all the benefits of being a child of God. How many of you have children? Do you want your children blessed? Yes. Do you want your children to have more than you? Yes. You know, one of the things that me and Carolyn strive, we always say, you know, our ceiling should be our children's floor. They should take what we did, what we have, and go way beyond. Doesn't the Father want that for us? We have to settle that, because Religion would have us to feel like we're supposed to go through something, that we're supposed to struggle and strain and get beat up and to earn our way in being lovable. And that's not who he is. That's a horrible representation of Father God. With that being said, faith must come through you and I getting to know God more. Knowledge of God. That would explain Romans 10:17 that says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When we hear the word of God, that increases our knowledge of God. True or not true? The amount of faith that you and I operate in is directly proportional to the revelation knowledge that we receive through the word of God. Is the word of God important for you and I? Absolutely. There are two things that will hinder you and I from operating in faith. The first thing is not having real knowledge of God's word. The second thing is letting the word slip or be choked by the knowledge of the world. How many people have walked in the promises of God, understood, have a relationship with God, and then have something happen to them, and it creates a void or a distance between them and God, and then they stop hearing, stop fellowshipping, and stop flowing in the things of God? That doesn't change who God is. And knowledge of God, knowing that God never leaves you and never forsakes you, knowing that God is not looking to you to perform in order to deserve his love, allows us to have faith in him. When we know who he is, it's easy to know he's got our back. It's easy to know that I can trust his dad. I can trust him. My earthly father could have let me down, but I can trust my heavenly father. Knowledge of God allows us to trust, rely, and have confidence in him. Worldly knowledge will always try to snuff out the word of God in your heart. Always. It's contrary. It is the opposite. You can't go east and west at the same time. So the more you and I put in worldly knowledge, the more we start pushing down godly knowledge. Now, it's important. It's right to be informed. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's right to be informed about what's going on in the world. However, it's wrong to be influenced by what's going on in the world. You understand that you are from another place? Raise your hand if you said yes to Jesus. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, guess what? You're visiting. You're visiting. There's another whole kingdom dictating your life. It's important to know and understand that. There is worldly or carnal knowledge, and there is godly knowledge. And we're going to look at the differences in the fear comes through carnal knowledge. Faith and all things that pertain to life come through godly knowledge. Now, the reason why we're having this conversation today, those of you who are in the house and those of you who are online, is because there's way too many believers feeding on worldly knowledge. That's just the truth about it. There's way too many believers taking their instruction from a lost and dying world. A lost and dying world can only lead you and I to death. There's no victory that's going to come from a lost and dying world. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Family, there is no deficits in the kingdom of God. There is no lack in the kingdom of God. it is right for you and I to pull from, be fed from the kingdom of God. It's not really a faith problem that we have, that some have. It's a word problem. Because as we increase our word intake, we see how good God really is. Our faith shoots through the roof. We know we can trust and rely on Him. Choosing to have a word life is choosing to know God. Nice little plug for the church, right? Y'all catch that? We want to know God. True or not true? I do. Anybody join? Do you want to know God? Yes. Do you want to know God more?
Yes.
What an awesome time to feed on His Word of God to see just that. Your spirit doesn't struggle to produce. Your spirit is absolutely 100% complete. It doesn't struggle to produce. Have you ever seen a fruit tree struggle to produce? You ever walk by an orange tree and hear the tree complaining? Man, it's too hot. I can't produce no oranges in this heat. This is crazy. I don't have enough water. No, a byproduct of the orange tree being an orange is production of oranges. And when we understand that faith is a part of the fruit of the Spirit, there is no work on our part. It's just you and I understanding who we are and what we have in Him. You never have to work to have faith produce in your life. I'm going to prove that out through the Scriptures. Our part is receive and obey. Receive what God has said. And how do we obey? We obey by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Our act of obedience is you and I yielding to the nutrition that comes from the Word of God that allows growth to happen automatically. Galatians 5, 22 through 20. I'm going to read this out of the Passion Translation. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. It says, "But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit." Then he goes on to say, "Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless." Faith is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit that is on the inside of us is full-grown fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is not in seed form. It is already fruit. It's not seeds of the Spirit. It's fruit of the Spirit. You know what that means? Faith is available. Joy is available. Peace is available. Gentleness. You don't have to be mean. No, you don't. I don't care where you grew up at. I don't care what's going on in your day. You don't have to be mean. Gentleness is always available. Always available. You don't have to stress out. You don't have to allow the pressures of the world to cause you to cave in and crush. You know why? Because peace is always on the inside of you. It's a fruit. It's a part of your spirit.
Amen.
If you said yes to Jesus, you have peace right now. No matter what the circumstance is, no matter what's going on around you, here's the thing. Water outside of a ship has never sunk in any ship anywhere. It's not about what's around you. It's about what gets inside. Now, it's another whole story. You get some water inside that ship. It's another whole story. We're having another conversation. We're calling the National Guards. We're panicking at that point. Family, it may be crazy around you, but that doesn't have to get on the inside of you.
That's right.
That doesn't have to be your reality. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have to know and understand that, family, and stand on that. Trust the word of God over every attack. Trust the word of God. Knowledge of God brings faith. It allows us to stand firm on who he is. Family, open your eyes. Let's pray a little further. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Father, give me utterance of how to articulate the truth that's going to set the masses free. Father, I yield to you right now. I completely surrender. Use my lips. Use my thoughts. Speak out through me in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. It's so important that we function according to our blueprint, according to how our Maker has set us up to win. You know what? When you and I follow the path that's been laid out, you know where it goes every single time? Victory. Every single time, the end result is victory. You and I have never made a spirit-led mistake. True or not true? Every time we tripped, slipped, and fell, it's because we did things on our own. We didn't take time to read. We didn't take time to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? We felt something, and we responded. How many realize that there's a difference between feelings and faith? There's a difference. You could be passionately wrong about what you're supposed to be doing. True or not true? It's so, so true. The same applies. The nature of the vine produces grapes. If the vine is protected and given nourishment, there is nothing that will stop that vine from producing grapes. The same is true with you and I. When you and I decide to be rooted and grounded in love, there is nothing that can stop you and I from being fruitful in what God has called us to do. Amen? John, the same applies to your faith. It would automatically be a product of you and I abiding in the Word. When we abide in the Word, we are abiding in Jesus Christ. John 1:1 tells us that Jesus is the Word. Christ is the Word. John 1:1 in the Amplified says, in the beginning, before all time was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. When you and I abide in the Word, we are abiding in power, assurance, and victory because it is synonymous. It is Jesus Christ. In addition to that, the carnal knowledge of the world will begin to choke out the word of God that we have in our hearts. So, knowledge of God prevents that from happening. It is not twofold, it's one or the other. The more knowledge of God that we have, we begin to supersede, we begin to see the truth of who he is and the lies of what the enemy is saying, how he's coming against us. James chapter 1, verse 7 and 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He cannot receive anything from the Lord. You know why that's so dangerous? If we don't feed on the word of God and allow the knowledge of God to flood our mindsets, we'll have a little bit of the word, a little bit of the world, and we'll become double-minded. And all production ceases in our lives. When we're double-minded, it makes us unproductive. How do you know if you're allowing worldly knowledge to supersede the word that you have in your heart? The first thing is the line between right and wrong gets really blurry. It gets blurry. And the things that you know not to do, they don't sting like they used to. It's kind of like, God's good. He'll forgive me. Go on about my business. And to be double-minded means our decision-making process gets slowed down. When we're double-minded, we start hesitating. We start second-guessing. Is there a reason for you and I to feed on the Word of God? Absolutely. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22. The Word of God is an amazing filter for you and I. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22. Let's read it together. It's on the screen. Ready? Read. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. You know what that means? If you and I are, whatever we're focused on, that's what's going to fill us. Look at your neighbor and say that. What you focus on is going to fill you. You know, that is so important to understand. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body is full of light. We have control of that. We can control what we are full of. Some people aren't full of light. Some people are full of something else that I'm not gonna talk about today. That's not my subject. What an awesome promise. If our eye is good and clear, we will be full of light. That means if your attention is focused on God through His Word, you're going to be full of the promises of God manifest in your life. Does anybody else see that? What a powerful principle. This principle is repeated in Romans 8, chapter 6, which says, for to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life, you know, there's somebody watching online right now, and you've been wondering what to do. You've been wondering how to get out of the mess that you found yourself in. And the answer is spiritually, be spiritually minded. How do you become spiritually minded? You spend time in the Word of God. You begin to rehearse the goodness of God. You begin to worship. You begin to position yourself to be in a position, position yourself to be in a place to hear from heaven and not the negative nagging thoughts of what you did. You know, every time you talk, your mind has to shut up and listen to what's being said. You know what that means? You can always control your thoughts. Your thoughts don't have you held hostage. Every time you speak, your mind says, what's he saying? What is she saying? Every time. And you can choose what you speak. Speak life. Speak peace. Speak the promises of God. You have that ability. Such a powerful position for you and I to be in. According to the Word, if we are experiencing anything but life and peace, it's because we're carnally minded. That is proof. That is truth. Yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand what happened to me. Pastor, you don't... The Word of God says, if you are experiencing anything other than life and peace, it's because you're carnally minded. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Life and peace, here goes the good news. The flip side of that is, life and peace is always available. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that an awesome promise of God? Life and truth is always available because we have the ability to choose to be spiritually minded. We have the ability to think on the things of God. God would be an unjust God if He's telling us to be spiritually minded, not be carnally minded, if we couldn't do it. Is that true? Everybody in here, everybody watching online, You have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to experience life and peace. That is so powerful. You are not a victim. You're not. You are not subject to whatever the devil wants to do to you. You can choose life and peace at any time. Praise God. Hallelujah. What an awesome promise from our dad, our good, good father. The knowledge of God allows us to tap into life and peace at any time. Dwelling on carnal knowledge gives Satan an inroad into our lives. Whenever we struggle, that means we've given the enemy an inroad into our lives. You know, I'm convinced that the reason why the early man lived 900 plus years is because all they had was spiritually minded. They didn't have the ability to think anything else. All they knew, it took Satan 900 plus years to finally get enough negative thought in for them to think on something so that they could die. I'm convinced that all they had was life. They didn't know how to die. They didn't know that there was a flu season. They didn't know. They had no idea what sickness and disease was. There were no lies circulating at that time. It took many years for the enemy to catch up. Most of our battles can be avoided if we would just, let's go to Romans chapter 16 and verse 19. Romans chapter 16 and verse 19. You know, the faith walk is simple. It's just not easy. Romans 16 and 19. We're going to read that together. Ready, class? Ready, read. For the report of your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. You know, another way of saying that is do what's right because it's right. That's simple. Do what's right because it's right. But it's not easy. Because you feel something different. You get upset. You want to respond or react to what's going on. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 15. Simple, but not easy. However, family, following the word of God is worth it every single time. Every single time it's worth it. It's not easy. But it's worth it. Keep pushing forward. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 15. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had an opportunity. They would have had an opportunity to return. Now, this is Abraham when he was called to leave his homeland. He didn't even lend his resources to a carnal mind. He just did what God said do. Now, the word says, if they would have called to mind, if they would have been mindful of where they came from, they would have went back. They would have been tempted to say, you know what? What are we doing? We had it going on back at the house with all the family. Well, let's go back. But they just follow the instructions of God. They chose to be spiritually minded and not carnally minded. If Abraham would have been carnally minded and dragged his past into his future, he would have had an awesome opportunity to turn around and return back home. But since he refused to think on Satan's knowledge, he could not be tempted to turn around. Satan didn't have an inroad. Praise God. If Abraham can do it, you can do it. Say that to your neighbor. If Abraham can do it, you can do it. A common mistake that people make is they try to cast down the carnal mind. And they think they're getting down. I'm cast this down. According to 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, I'm casting down this thoughts. Well, if it's a carnal mind, there's no casting down a carnal mind. That's why we have Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, which commands us to renew our minds. A renewed mind is a mind that is spiritually minded. The reason why we're supposed to renew our minds is because the carnal mind can only lead to death. So if you have a carnal mind, you're casting down a carnal mind, it's bouncing right back up, going right back into place, nothing happens. However, to be spiritually minded, we renew our minds, and now we have a mind that is renewed, that is spiritually minded, a mind that is refreshed and renewed, a mind that is made over, a mind that is renovated. There's a difference. We're not casting down the carnal mind. We're following the instructions of the Word of God. Our minds have to be renewed. Our minds are renewed by... Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Our minds have to be renewed, and that is done by you and I meditating on the knowledge of God. Meditating on the knowledge of God and allowing the revelation of truth to change, to transform our minds. Let's read that together. Ready? Read. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Hold on. Let's have everybody read. Is that all right? This is a good thing, right? The Bible ain't gonna hurt you. Y'all ready? Let's read together. Ready? Read. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Our minds are similar to computers. Whatever you put in is what's going to come out. Whatever you choose to feed on is what's going to be harvested in our lives. If all you have is carnal knowledge, then all you can be is carnal. Thank God we have a choice. Thank God we have an option to look at the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, and know that what we're going to harvest is the Spirit of God. You are very capable of living a life of faith. If you've been born again, according to Romans 12:3, you are very capable, because faith has already been imparted into you. You know, the example I have is the laws of aerodynamics existed since the beginning of creation. However, man wasn't flying in the garden. It took a while for the knowledge of that law for man to discover that the knowledge of that law. It didn't show up when man had knowledge of it. It already existed. And there were people back in the day saying, well, if God meant for man to fly, he would have gave man wings. And they thought they were right. They thought they had a valid point. However, we all know that the laws of aerodynamics work. True or not true? Family, the laws of faith work. And our knowledge of it, our understanding, our minds being illuminated by truth allows us to begin to function and flow in the benefits of the faith walk. We've seen the assumption proven false of the aerodynamics not working. It hasn't been God who failed to give us faith. We all have been given a measure. God's people have been perishing because of what? Lack of knowledge. You know what that means? I mean, it's not God's fault. I mean, God already put the provision in place. And if you and I don't have knowledge of it, we can perish. But it's available. Mankind didn't learn how to fly overnight. And you and I won't learn how to walk by faith overnight. It takes us spending time in the Word. It takes us having our insight illuminated by truth to where we start acting out, and then our experience will begin to clarify the truth of the Word of God. How many of you have ever believed God for something and God came through for you? Raise your hand. Have you ever believed God? You know, that is the law of faith functioning and flowing on your behalf. It won't be instant. Faith is not a denomination. Faith is a lifestyle. Faith is what we are to live by, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Faith unlocks the potential of your ascended being. Faith unlocks the potential of your ascended being. What do I mean by that? You are seated in heavenly places. The fact that you're seated with Jesus Christ means that victory has already been given to you. And faith unlocks that reality so you and I can begin to flow that way. When you need God to come through on your behalf, God is not manufacturing healing for you. God is not counterfeiting money in heaven to send it to you if you have a need. You already have it. If you said yes to Jesus, you said yes to prosperity, you said yes to healing, you said yes to peace, you said yes to joy, whatever you need, God has already provided. That's the knowledge that we need to grab hold of so we begin to function according to that law. We can begin to speak differently. We're not trying to get sick. We're not trying to get healed. We're not asking God for healing. We're coming against the enemy who's trying to steal our health. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So important that we begin to function from our proper position. You have the vantage point. You have the high ground. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. I'm going to read this in the Amplified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Tell me your name. Sir.
Will.
I know you've told me your name before. God is saying, step out. Whatever you have been hesitating on, I have no idea. Step out. That's all I heard. I heard God say, step out. So does that mean anything to you? What do you... that mean something to you? Okay. Respond to that. God knows what he's up to. Step out. Let's agree with Will. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our brother Will. Thank you for your spirit stirring on the inside of him the boldness and the courage to respond to your word. As Will steps out, thank you for the provision. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for everything he needs to fulfill what you've called him to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 in the Amplified, it says, "For by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment, and given eternal life through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, not through your own effort, but it is the undeserved, gracious gift of God. The knowledge of God and how faith works is hidden for you, not from you." The nuggets of truth in the Word of God have been tucked away for your behalf. How do we do this? How do we receive knowledge of God? You guys have notes? Everybody have notes? Everybody got eyes on the... Raise your hands if you do not have notes. Thank you, sir. We're down to the doing part now. We talked a little bit about what it is and why we need it. Now we're going to look at the how. How do we make this happen? How do we apply the Word of God in our lives today? Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sylvia, will you come up here? Donnie, will you come up here? I know I forgot. The Lord showed me the two of you standing at the altar when I was in prayer. And the Holy Spirit just reminded me. So I'm just going to pray over you and agree with you. Just stretch your hands out to these two. And I didn't even ask for details. Oh, I'm just going to obey. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for truth. Thank you for your Spirit flowing from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father, we come into agreement with the call that is on their lives, with the assignment, with the instructions that you have released on the inside of them. We just add our faith to them right now. And we thank you, Lord, for clarity. Sylvia, I heard the Lord say, I'm going to give you clarity and details to follow the plans that's been stirring on the inside of you. You've been frustrated. You've been trying to figure it out. It hasn't quite come unraveled. The Lord is going to download into you supernatural insight, supernatural favor and instructions released in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. 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 Clarity, it's like fog lifting. I see like fog lifting, and it's like you're driving, and the street signs are coming more and more clear, so you know where you're going. You know where you're going to turn. Thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this mighty man of God. I thank you, Lord, for the calling that is on Donnie's life. I thank you, Lord. I release my faith. I add it to his life. Thank you, Lord. I hear impartation. Impartation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Impartation. Take a deep breath. Impartation. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Impart. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just receive that. Just receive that. Impartation. Oh, God, my secrets. It will never be the same. It will never be the same. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Raise your hands as high as you can and just receive. Yeah, 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 yeah. Impartation. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Receive that. Relax and receive. Relax and receive. Relax and receive. Yeah, yeah, right there, right there, right there. Relax and receive. You're such a giver. You're such a doer. You're constantly going. I'm hearing the Lord say, receive, son. Receive, son. Receive, son. You don't have to do anything right now, but receive. I got you. I got you. Learn of me. My anointing is easy. Let me do the heavy lifting in your life. Just receive. Now, take a deep breath. There we go. Yeah. Do that again. Receive. You got to learn to receive. There you go. Good. It's so important to learn to receive. It's so important to give God access. And that's why I pray that in the beginning. Lord, we're going to give you access. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I obeyed. I did my part. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In application, number one says what? Spend time with him. John 15, 1 through 4 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not hear or bear, does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Application number one is spend time with him. Number two says what? Meditate in the word. Our proof text for that one is Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have what kind of success? Good success. Number three says what? Commit to serving God. Family, let go of the past and give yourself to him. Amen. Give yourself to him. He is not concerned about your past. You know, you don't have to get ready to get God. It doesn't work that way. We surrender, we turn ourselves into him. He takes it from there. It's like somebody saying, I'm gonna wait to get in shape to come to the gym. Or I'm going to wait to get well to go to the doctors. That makes no sense whatsoever. God is not requiring you to have it all together. He's asking you now to come to me. Come to me. The proof text of that is Romans 12, 1 and 2. We read that already. Number 4 says what? Our subtitle is Knowing God. You know, the simple way of doing that is asking him. We want to know you more, Lord, and we're going to pray a prayer together. The prayer is coming out of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. Well, we're going to pray that together. So does everybody have notes? Yes? No? Wanda needs notes. Raise your hand if you need notes. Wanda and... yeah, y'all can share. You're one. Felicia, these notes. This is an awesome weapon. Don't. This is not the time to be shy. Get your notes. This will come back up during the week. The notes are also on the app too. So those of you, does everybody have the church app? Raise your hand if you do not have the church app. Do not. Do not. You do. Oh my God. I'll throw something at y'all. Download the church app. The notes are in there. Okay. We're going to pray. We're going to ask God to give us knowledge of him. The prayer is on your notes. Let's read this together. Ready? Read. God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. I desire to know you more. Open the eyes of my understanding. Enlighten me by your Spirit. Show me the hope of your calling. Show me the riches of your glory, of your inheritance in the saints. Show me the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you worked in Christ Jesus when you raised him from the dead and sat him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only of this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him fills all in all. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Did you guys receive anything out of the word today? I always say we receive something in the natural. We have a built-in response. Most of us with good home training, we have a built-in response. We say something when we receive something, and that's thank you, right? Let's thank our Father God. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for truth. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for boldness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Thank you for speaking to us by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You know, I don't want to dismiss without giving someone the opportunity, because we don't know who's watching online, and we don't know who the status of each person who's here. So we're going to pray a prayer to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I just want everybody to pray. So let's all bow our heads and close our eyes and pray this together. You know, before I pray, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You know, verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is crucial what we say out of our mouths. So we're going to all pray, and I know someone online has never prayed this prayer, and they're going to pray this prayer and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There's someone here who it's cloudy. They're not sure. So we're going to pray and just handle that. That's kingdom business. You know, nothing gets accomplished if we don't populate heaven. Amen? This has always got to be our focus. Let's pray together. Say, Jesus. Come on, class. Let's pray this together. Ready? Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord. I confess that you are my Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now in Jesus' name. Thank you for saving me. You know, the very moment that you commit Jesus in your life, you can pray a prayer to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to pray that prayer as well. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you've never prayed that prayer before and you're watching online, you are now a citizen of heaven. And what we're about to do now, we're about to pray that you be endowed with power, that the Spirit of Almighty God will begin to lead and instruct you to help you live this new created life. You know, the scripture that we use for the promise of the Holy Spirit is Luke chapter 11 and verse 10. It says, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Verse 11 says, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give it him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, that word evil is translated natural, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So the prerequisite of receiving the Holy Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, is making Jesus Lord of your life. And we just prayed that prayer, and whoever you are online that prayed that for the first time, please let us know. Here goes our follow-up prayer to receive. Father, I recognize a need for power. We're going to pray together. Ready? Father, I recognize my need for power to live this new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive now. Thank you for baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. I boldly declare I am now filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Congratulations for the individual that was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Like I said, contact us. Let us know how we can walk with you through this new life. If there's anyone here who prayed that for the first time, let us know. We would love to rejoice with you and give you some material that help clarify the Spirit-filled life. Let's all stand to our feet. It's always a privilege to come and break bread with you, to spend time in the Word of God. I know for sure that the Word of God will make all the difference in your life. You know, the Word of God is the difference between life and death, blessing and cursing. It's the difference between living a, you know, for those of you who are already Spirit-filled, begin to pray in the Spirit like never before. You know, the Lord's been impressing on me the sense of urgency for His children to be in position and to be in the know. Spirit of God is desiring to minister to those who have ears to hear. When we pray in the Spirit, we're saying, "Here we are, Lord. Here we are, Lord. We are leaning. We are putting our ear to the ground to hear what You're saying." So, if you have not been praying in the Spirit, begin to pray in the Spirit. Is there anybody in here who has a desire to pray in the Holy Spirit and has never? Is there anybody in here? You want to pray in the Holy Spirit and you've never prayed in the Holy Spirit? So important to just pray, allow the rivers of living water to begin to flow out of you. It'll save your life. It will absolutely save your life. You'll get utterance. You'll get clarity. You'll get insight. You'll get relief. You know, there's a heaviness that is hovering over God's people right now. God's people right now that will be lifted as we begin to respond to His Spirit. Begin to pray in the Holy Spirit like never before. And the depression can't stick to an individual who is yielded to the Holy Spirit. It can't commingle. And depression has been represented in this room right now. The answer, pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. There is a lifting. You know, revival happens when the individual says, "I'm going to pray and spend time with Dad no matter what, no matter who." It's never collective. It starts with an individual. Then it begins. It starts with one coal. One coal creates enough heat for that other coal to ignite. Will you be that one coal? Will you be, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, that's what's going to happen. You know, we love you guys. We understand what you're up against. We understand the attack of the enemy. And I want you to receive victory on every platform in your life. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for every household represented here. I declare blessings, wisdom, favor, insight, and understanding. Thank you, Lord, for rivers of living water flowing on their behalf. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.